The message you're about to listen to, Moments of Transformation, is a teaching ministry of Pastor Chris Cholamini, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. God bless you as you listen.
You're welcome to Moment of Transformation. My name is Chris Cholamini. Today we're going to be continuing our series on productivity, and today we'll continue on purpose-driven productivity. I read to you Genesis chapter 26 verse 2. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I shall tell you." Scripture made it clear there was famine that period in verse 1. And we said last week that when you have famine, you have lack everywhere. You see complaint everywhere, but you also see compromise everywhere. And we emphasize that when there's famine, you find people migrating, moving from the dry land, farming land, going for what they call green pastures. In being purpose-driven, you are living your life in the will of God, under His authority and in His presence. It is called coram deo in Latin. You are living your life under His authority, in His presence, and doing His will for His own glory. And if you live your life like this, it will be said that you are productive, you are effective, you are prosperous. Joseph was in prison and was said to be a prosperous person, meaning that prosperity is beyond having abundance in your pocket. To be prosperous is you being in the will of God, living to glorify His name, and God meeting your need as per time. You may not have all the silver and the gold, but such as you have with you is being a blessing to others. That's you being productive. And in the life of Isaac, the first mark you will see that Bible said the Lord appeared to him. He enjoyed this peculiar encounter with the Lord. Most of the time when people are famine, they tend to move away from God. Now for Isaac, he stayed there. And you enter your purpose when you come to understand that God won't leave you in a famine life without having planned for you. It is not possible. The first thing you need to know in discovering your purpose is you coming to the knowledge of accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior. It begins with your identity in Christ. Every other thing becomes secondary. Bible says that when you give your life to Christ, you have become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now you can live your life purpose-driven, because now you have been driven by His will for His glory. In John chapter 1 verse 13, Bible says, "We are born not of blood, not of the will of flesh, but we are born of God." Now that you are born of God, it means that now your life is reprogrammed. You are not panebite. You are an entirely new package when you gave your life to Christ. For Isaac, God told him when he appeared, he said, "Look, stay in this land. I have a covenant I have signed with your father Abraham that must be fulfilled in you." Same way we have become the Isaac of God, the seed of Abraham now. There's a covenant God gave to Abraham that must be fulfilled in us. Covenant signed in Christ Jesus that must be fulfilled in us. Secondly, is in your communion with the Holy Spirit, abiding in His presence, feeding on Him, feeding from Him, developing solid relationship with Him. It's not enough for you to have a relationship with Him. You must go beyond the relationship to the fellowship level. It's not enough for people to say that you are born again. They must see that you are living an entirely new life, far different from the one they've known you for before. So when you are purpose-driven, you have a new identity, you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, and very importantly, it's your readiness to accept His will, accept His package for you. When you understand the need to accept His package for you, you will know your uniqueness. You will see the reason why you have no reason to envy others, copy others, or trying to be like others. Bible says those who compare themselves with others, they are not wise. This is the essence of you living purposefully. It is you having the readiness to accept His will in every area of your life. I read to you 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9 said, "We make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home or in the body or anywhere." So it has become our goal. We have made it our goal, our mandate. Now, if you want to live purposefully, you must come to that terms that you are living to make pleasing God your ultimate dream, the everything you do. your marriage, your business, your career. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 10 says, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. In your course of finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, you find yourself living in His will. Amen. And it's important for you to know fully well that all that you are wired for, you are living for, is to just live in His will. Paul said to the Galatian Christians in Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, say, for do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I will not be a bond servant of Christ. Can I tell you the truth? When you are purpose driven, you are not living to please anybody. You are living to please your maker. You are living to please your purpose. You are living in the consciousness that you give account of your life one day. Christianity is not impossible. Being a child of God gives you the grace, the right to live your life purposefully. In discovering your purpose, you need to embrace your trials and days of little beginning. I need to say this very well. You must embrace your trials and days of little beginning. They are packaged in your process. Job 8:7, it said, though your beginning is small, your latter end shall greatly increase. I've seen people compromising in the days of trial. I've seen people changing their confession in the days of trial. I've seen people looking back in the days of trial. Jesus said in Luke 9:63, said, no man having laid his hand looking back is fit for the kingdom. Beloved of God, trials are required for your triumph. Tests are required for your testimony. Do not compromise this season. It's for a season with a reason, and it will soon change for your celebration. You need the trial. Go and ask Joseph. God gave him a dream. The brothers envied the dream. They envied his word. They envied his court. They sold him. God never showed him Potiphar's house. God never showed him prison. God never showed him all that. Joseph dreamt once, and the next thing that he followed it on, he embraced the trial of being a slave boy in Potiphar's house. He embraced the trial of overcoming the temptation from Mrs. Potiphar. He embraced the trial of going to prison even as an innocent boy. Beloved, if you don't embrace your trial, your dream will be aborted. To be effective, to be productive, you must learn how to pass the test of seasons. Test of faithfulness, test of money, test of women, test of pride. It's so important to do that. We'll go on a break, and after the break, we'll continue.
This is Petra Ministries International, ordained to raise a community of committed saints who will be role models and agents of change to their society through the principles of the sound word of God. Join us for our interactive in-depth Bible study on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. at the Headquarters Church, Plot 1, Block 3, Ring Road GRE, behind Federal Inland Revenue, Adioyo, Ibadan. House of Mercy Church, Ayankoya Road, Okeado, Ibadan. Bible study on Tuesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Liberty Gardens Church, Liberty Gardens, beside Mayor Blocks, Nayot Extension, Agbofieti, Ibadan. Bible study on Thursdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Bethlehem Church, Shepherd Hill Nursery Primary and Secondary School, Orita Mary, off Elebu, Ibadan.
Welcome back. Now, for the sake of just joining us today, we are taking purpose-driven productivity. We've been able to say that God wired us to be productive. There are too many believers that are below standard in everything. We need to change this, because if you're going to be light to this world, we must set the benchmark of excellence, benchmark of punctuality, benchmark of integrity. It's so important. You don't need to tell people you're a believer with a sticker or with a wristband or with a t-shirt with the name of your church on it. Your fruits, your delivery makes them to ask, excuse me, which church are you going to? Now I tell people, the best tract you can give to anybody now is your life. The best tract, your values, the way you greet, the way you deliver, the way you communicate, the way you raise your children is your life. And I need to say this very well, that your ability to seek and knock and ask Him for specific assignments, specific instructions. Lord, what do you have in stock for me? The language is everyone that asks, receive. You need to ask Him, Lord, what do you want me to do for this time? And I tell you, if you ask Him, you keep asking, you will get. Because the language is ask. A for ask, S for seek, and K for knocking. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7 says, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O God. So ask him, what is it that God has documented concerning you? It was said about Jesus, every stage of his life, every step they took from where he was born to how they moved him to Egypt and they returned back to how he grew up. You always find them referring that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, meaning that something has been written down and it was just fulfilling the script. You being purpose driven, you are only fulfilling the script written concerning you from the beginning. And I need to say this very, very well. This is what I'm going to emphasize so much. You see, you are identifying and maximizing the gifts of God upon your life. You want to be purpose driven, you must identify and maximize God's gifts upon your life. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, you find Paul writing to his protege Timothy. He said, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying of hands of the presbytery. I'm going to expand this gift beyond your supernatural gift. That will be the last I'm going to emphasize. Your location is a gift. That place is a gift for you. Your background, as terrible as it looks like, is a gift. Your parents are gifts. If you are privileged to grow up with irrational parents, ungovernable parents, parents that are unreasonable, you have learned how not to be like that. Samuel grew up in the house of Eli with Ophni and Phinehas. So he must learn how not to steal, how not to rape, and how to rob God. He grew up there without being like them. Your siblings are gifts. Go and ask Joseph. He needed those siblings, those irrational brothers, those peculiar brothers who envied him for him to fulfill his destiny. Bible says that God sent him when his brothers sold him. The brothers sold him, but in the real sense, God was sending him. So you need siblings like that. They were gifts. You must take advantage of all these people. Your spouse is a gift. Your spouse is a gift. Go and ask Isaac. He was gifted with one super, possibly one of the best lady you can talk about in the Bible, Rebecca. Beautiful, hardworking, diligent, attractive. Your location, your vocation, the things you saw your parents learning, the things you saw your parents doing, the things you saw your parents selling. Naturally, you don't go to school for that, but that's part of your gift, your vocation. What about the supernatural gifts in you? The potential things people acknowledge in your life. Now, all these things are necessary for you to deliver. All these things are necessary for you to be productive. All you need is to know how to maximize them. The dream God gave to you, your passion, the things they invite you to address all the time. All these things are not there for fun. There are peculiar gifts that God has given to you beyond the surface. You just know how to do them. All these things are necessary for you to be productive. And if you want to be productive, you must be purpose-driven. When you are purpose-driven, you identify your distractions with ease. If it's not along your track, it's a distraction. No matter how enticing, no matter how attractive it is. And I tell you one thing, when you understand your distractions, you minimize them and you go on your trip. And you'll be traveling with the right set of people. The team God has given to you, they are your gifts. I close with Proverbs chapter 25 verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. The glory of kings which you belong to is to search out a matter. It's concealed, but your response is to search it out. That's what I'm trying to help you to do today. When you live in your purpose, men will respect you. When you live in your purpose, God will display you. When you live in your purpose, rest will be your portion. When you live in your purpose, you walk in full authority. That doesn't mean there will be no trial. It only means that you know fully well that you are where God wants you to be. If you've not given your life to Christ today, I want to encourage you to come on board. You want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior? Why not say after me, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive my sins. Write my name in the book of life. I receive the grace to be called a child of God. In Jesus' name, I pray. I'll be glad to hear from you. Give me a call with the number you're going to hear at the end of the program. And keep in touch with this program. Same time, same station. You can get this message sent to you on WhatsApp and request. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Transformation, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. For further inquiries, please call 081-2575-4907, 081-2575-4907, email menachris@yahoo.com. See you same time next week. God bless you.